Archives Hub Tutorial Section 3, Creating a Basic Collection Level Description with Mandatory Fields. Introduction. We are now going to create a description from scratch. You should already have the EAD Editor homepage open in front of you. From the homepage, you will see a Create File option. Ensure that No Template is selected and click on the Create File button. This brings you to the main inputting template. You can see on the left-hand side there are various options to save, preview, and export your EAD description. We will talk about these later in the tutorial. If you would like to use a sample record for entering data as you go through this tutorial, we have one available on our workshops page. You may wish to open a new tab in your browser and enter the following web address, archiveshub.ac.uk/workshops. On this page, you will find a range of documentation to help contributors. You will see there are example descriptions, including EAD Example 1 description for the Thomas Sharp papers. You may wish to use this, or you may prefer to use one of your own descriptions, so that you become familiar with using the editor for your own particular circumstances. We recommend having the text for one of your descriptions in front of you whilst you complete this tutorial. ISADG. If you have navigated away, please now go back to the template. You will see that the template starts with 3.1 Identity Statement Area. This refers to the ISADG International Standard for Creating Archive Descriptions. It means that you can easily refer to the ISADG guidance for each data field within the editor. If you are not familiar with ISADG, you may like to take a look at our standards pages, which can be found in the Archivists section of the website under Contributing. Essentially, ISADG provides a standard for the creation of archival finding aids, and the EAD editor has been designed to create ISADG-based descriptions. You do not need to know about ISADG in order to use the template, but it can help you with good practice in creating archival descriptions. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 3, Creating a Basic Description. We will now create a basic description, just entering data into the mandatory fields. You can then come back to the description to add more information. All the mandatory fields are outlined in red, apart from level, which is also mandatory. Reference. First of all, you need to enter the reference. This consists of three parts: the country code, the repository code, and the collection reference. The country code is already filled in for you. Take your cursor to the second of the three boxes and enter your ARCON code, which should be a 3 or 4 digit number. The ARCON code is your unique repository code. ARCON codes are administered by the National Archives, and if you do not know what your ARCON code is, you will need to find this out before you can proceed. Once you have entered your ARCON code, take your cursor to the last of the three boxes and enter your collection reference. If you are entering the Thomas Sharp papers, our sample record, please be sure that you do not enter exactly the same local reference as someone else within your institution, as references must always be unique. For the local reference, you could just enter your own initials and a number, so that you have something that will be unique. As soon as you enter the full reference and then move your cursor away from this field, you will see that the top right-hand box labelled Persistent Identifier has automatically been filled in with the complete reference. This persistent identifier is very important because it provides the permanent identifier for this description. Please note that you cannot change the persistent identifier for this description once you have created it. Therefore, do ensure that you are happy with it before you go on to create the whole description. The reference you have entered identifies the description for researchers, and it is also used by the Archives Hub software to process the records properly, so it is a key part of the description. If you would like to know more about these references, please see our help page at archiveshub.ac.uk/help/refcode. Archives Hub Tutorial, Section 3, Title. The title field is a free text field for you to enter the title of the collection description. The title is extremely important in an online service like the Hub. Think about providing a succinct title that describes the collection as well as possible. It will be the main means that a user has to identify whether the collection is relevant to them or not. Something like the Barbara Castle Cabinet Diaries, or the Charles Stanford Collection, or Records of Huntley and Palmer. Examples of unhelpful titles are things like Factory Accounts and Miscellaneous Papers. Bear in mind that a hit list of titles is what users see when they carry out a search, whether it be within the Hub itself or maybe via a search engine like Google. It is the title that indicates to them whether the collection is relevant to them or not. You do not need to include the date in the title, as there is a specific date field, and providing dates in the title can be misleading to users, because they may assume these dates are the life dates of the creator. Archives Hub Tutorial, Section 3, Dates. The dates of creation are the first and last date covered by the archive. You will see two fields here. The first is the free text field. You can enter the date here in the way that you wish it to be displayed to the user. We recommend entering a year as a four-digit number or 2 years with a hyphen between to indicate a date range. You can also enter days and months here, and you can enter dates such as early 19th century and dates such as 1950s. For ongoing dates, we recommend using ongoing in square brackets. Examples are given in our help page, archiveshub.ac.uk/help/dates. The second field is for the normalized date. This is the date that the software uses to undertake a date search, so the data you enter here must be in a very specific format, as indicated in the editor. Most contributors just enter years, and they must be as four-digit numbers. A start and end year should be entered with a forward slash in between rather than a hyphen. You can also enter day and month dates, but they must be digits provided after the year date, as indicated in the example. If you do not enter dates in this way, the Hub will not be able to search your description by date. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial, Section 3, Level. The level of description is a controlled text field where we provide a drop-down list of values. For a collection level description, that is a true archival collection with a common provenance, most contributors use fonds. You can use collection, but this is generally used to refer to an artificial collection, such as a collection of photographs brought together from different sources. Whether you use fonds or collection will not make any difference to the way the Hub treats the description. It will still display as a top-level collection description. Archives Hub Tutorial, Section 3, Extent. Extent of unit of description is where you give an indication of the size of the archive, which is very useful for potential researchers planning a visit. This is a free text field, but we would recommend using a standard measure, such as number of boxes, maybe with linear meters or square meters, if that is standard practice within your repository. Whilst boxes may vary in size, Most archival boxes are of roughly similar dimensions, and it is likely that a collection of 5 boxes will require significantly less of a researcher's time than a collection of 100 boxes. You may also wish to include more detailed information, especially if the collection is quite small, such as the number of folders or volumes. The extent field can also be used to indicate the medium of the archives, such as microfilm, DVDs, photographs or textual records. Note that a subsequent field in the editor can be used to describe physical characteristics that affect the use of the material. Archives Hub Tutorial Section 3. Repository. The repository field should always include exactly the same entry for the name of your repository. Please do not vary this, otherwise the Hub will not treat all your records as being from the same institution. You may use something like University of Wales Lampeter or Edinburgh College of Arts. It is preferable to use the same entry as you provide on the Archon directory. If the name of your institution or department changes, we can undertake a global edit of your records for you. You may wish to use the template available within the EAD editor to create a template that always includes the same name of repository. We will deal with this in a later unit of the tutorial. Archives Hub Tutorial Section 3. Name of Creator. The name of creator is the name of the person, family or organisation responsible for the creation, accumulation and maintenance of the records. This is a free text field, so we do not ask for a specific form of the name. It is the name that researchers will see, so a non-inverted form may be preferable. We do not recommend adding the date to the name of creator. Later on in the EAD editor, you can add the name as a controlled point of access, with dates and an epithet if you wish to. Examples of names that you may enter here include Thomas Sharp, the Cooperative Press, and Warren Family of Tabley, Cheshire. You can enter more than one name in the name of creator. Archives Hub Tutorial Section 3. Scope and Content. The scope and content is the field where you can provide a detailed description of what the collection contains. The scope and content should help the researcher to judge whether the archive is relevant to them. Draw out important concepts, the people, subjects and places that form part of the archive. Think about what a researcher might enter as a search term and whether your description should come up in the results. You can see that there are paragraph tags included here. An opening P tag indicated with 2 angled brackets and a closing tag which includes a forward slash. You need to enter your text in between these 2 tags, so that means entering it after the opening bracket, the letter P and the closing bracket. This tells the system that this will be 1 paragraph of text. If you would like to add more than 1 paragraph of text, there are 2 ways for doing this. You can simply type them yourself, or you can right-click with your mouse to see a menu of options. The first of these is Paragraph, and clicking on this will enter 2 new opening and closing paragraph tags. Just enter the data, as before, between these 2 tags. You can continue adding paragraphs in this way. If you simply create new paragraphs visually, without using these tags, the spaces you have entered will not persist in the description, so it is important to use the tags to create your paragraphs. You may like to include a list of the series contained within your collection. To do this, right-click within the field, highlight List within the terms provided, and you will see List and Item as options. Click on List to enter list tags within your description. Each list needs an opening and closing list tag, and within that you need item tags, one for each item within your list. You already have one set of item tags here. Enter your data between the first two item tags. When you want to enter another item, go back to the menu and this time select item. You can also simply type the item tags yourself, but remember that the closing tag includes a forward slash. At this point, you may like to see what your description will look like when it is on the hub. You can do this by clicking on the Online Version button on the left-hand side of your display. If you have created a list, you should now see it displayed. To go back to the editor, simply use the Browser Back button. In a similar way, you can use the EAD button to see a display of the content with all of the EAD tags. Again, use your Browser Back button to get back to the template. Archives Hub Tutorial Section 3. Conditions Governing Access. The Conditions Governing Access field is mandatory because it is vital for researchers using an online service like the Hub to know whether they can actually access the archives. If your collection is open for consultation, please do record that here. You may have some conditions restricting access, or the archive may be closed or not available without some kind of conditions being met. Please make sure you enter these sorts of details within this field so that researchers are aware of the sort of restrictions there may be on accessing the archive. Archive Subtutorial Section 3. Language of Material. The language of the material is a mandatory field. You need to add the international ISO code for the language, as well as entering it within the free text field. For example, ENG is the ISO code for English. Once you have entered ENG and English in the free text field, you must press Add to Record to ensure that this information is included. You can then add more languages if the archive is in a number of languages. You will see there is a link to the ISO codes. Please do ensure that you add the correct code, as this code is used by the Hub to record the language. This completes Section 3 on creating a basic description. To find out about adding index terms, please refer to Section 6. The next section of this unit is about creating a more detailed description.